Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 67 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Rain continues to be the dominant feature in the marketplace. We'll discuss its implications in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. Midwest hog prices today are expected to be steady to firm in most quarters. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher, tops from $44.50 to $49. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, July 17th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,840. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $62.38 to $67. The weighted average, $64.74, a gain of 24 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.33 to $54, a weighted average $51.75. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 8,392. The base price range, $58.50 to $72.35. The weighted average, $67.83, a gain of 48 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43 to $54.25, and the weighted average was $50.19.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, using corn and oil seeds to create biofuels, agriculture's answer to diminishing fossil fuels. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt has received plenty of rain over the last several days, but it now looks like maybe the Western Corn Belt will as well.
Well, David, I don't know if it's an appropriate phrase, but you're stealing my thunder. We do have beneficial rain across the Corn Belt and another wave or two expected all the way into Friday morning before a cold front pushes in and starts to dry things out. There will be rain in the northwestern Corn Belt today, and while it will be welcome, they're probably a little bit too much or not enough to have a significant impact on the long-term crop development. But it does start to at least add a little bit of moisture to the upper layers of the soil, and that sometimes helps in future precipitation events as you moisten down the upper levels and then you have a little bit more evaporation going up to help bring showers that may be in the area and tip things towards a little bit wetter conditions. But again, the Corn Belt is seeing most of the rain in eastern sections, and right now maybe a little bit too much rain in some areas of central Illinois. We do have a couple locations that have seen in excess of a measured 5 inches, and radar estimated up to as much as 9 inches of rain from this total rain event. And the eastern and far eastern portion of the Corn Belt and the western portion of the Corn Belt remain unseasonably or unfavorably dry. In the south, summer crops continuing to benefit from the recent soil moisture improvements. Drought relief has been most extensive in the lower Mississippi Valley, with spottier precipitation to the north and east. But again, things are starting to become a little more common to see precipitation across the driest areas that stretch from far east central Mississippi across Alabama into north Georgia and the southeastern corner of Tennessee and western North Carolina. They obviously are still in a deficit as far as precipitation, but they are starting to see more precipitation events, more scattered showers, and it does look like showers and thunderstorms will bring rain to nearly all of the Delta and much of the southeast for today through Saturday before a period of restricted rainfall begins again on Sunday. Isolated to scattered showers bringing rain to portions of the region from Sunday all the way into the first couple days of August, with next week into early August not being great enough to counter the evaporative losses, but again, adding just a little bit of moisture to the soil, so that will help out. Outside the borders of the U.S., East Central China's crop is expected to improve this week. Western Australia will benefit from widespread rain starting tomorrow into the weekend. In contrast, the Western Canada's prairies will continue to dry out, and stress will start to develop more heavily in warmer than usual temperatures. Southeastern Europe also hot and dry into early next week. That will start to stress some of the summer crop in unirrigated fields, and some of the heat and dryness expanding into southwestern portions of the CIS. Overall, weather will probably contribute to a bearish market today as additional rain falls in the U.S. crop areas. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 587 and a quarter, up 1 1/4 last trade, up 7. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 603, up 1 3/4 last trade, up 4. December, 618 and a quarter, up 1 last trade, up 2 3/4. September corn opened at 322 3/4, up 1/4 last trade, up 2. December, 337 3/4, up 1 last trade, up 2. March, 351 1/2 up 1/4 last trade, up 1 3/4. July, 372 1/2 up 3/4 last trade, was up 1 1/4. August beans opened to 835, up 1 1/4 last trade, up 10 3/4. November, 862 1/4 up 1 3/4 last trade, up 10 1/2. March, 892 up 6 1/2 last trade, up 12. August soybean meal opened at 223.70, up 150. Last trade up 450. August soybean oil opened at 37.06, up 14. Last trade up 13. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
We're going to stop the bleeding today.
Yeah. Looks like we will temporarily anyway. Yeah, nice little bounce last night in spite of some pretty heavy rains in the areas that have already gotten the rains, though. I guess that's what it all comes down to. But, a nice strength, particularly in the beans last night.
Where are you looking at the December corn price at the critical level for the downside? Is it around 335?
Yeah, I think that 330, 335 area, I think going below that is probably going to knock us down to something more like around that 318, which seems to have been kind of a critical area for the July and the SEP contracts. And if the weather continues to be generally as cooperative as it has been and causing some additional fund liquidation here, I would think eventually that area would probably melt away too, really.
So the call for the corn today?
One to three higher is what we're hearing. One to three higher in the corn, and beans something like 8 to 10 higher.
With the break in the beans, are we looking now that beans becomes essentially a trading range affair, maybe between, 8, 840, somewhere in there? I know that's a big range, to maybe up to 9 to 9.10.
I think at this point I probably have a hard time getting back up that high myself, but I'm kind of splitting hairs, I suppose. But, 840 to 890, something like that would be my guess, would contain this thing for right now. But with a downward bias, I think, just because these funds are kind of bleeding right now. Technically, it really looks pretty daunting, and these guys are pregnantly long with still just fantastic amounts of long positions across the board, even though they've shed an awful lot in the last couple of days. So if they can't engineer a pretty good bounce for the next couple of days, or even if there is a pretty good bounce, I think they will be using that to sell, and I'd look for some more downside.
And in the wheat, this is a market, if you look at it from technical aspects, looks like it's about ready to come apart.
It does, doesn't it? It's been very resilient. That wheat market all along here has just been has performed kind of better than I felt it had any right to, in a way. But it does seem like it's struggling right now, and there too, there's not the massive buildup of fund longs that there are in other contracts. But I think it's very vulnerable too, And at this point, I mean, it's kind of running out of reasons to rally or to be supported anymore, and I think you can look for some more liquidation there, too.
I saw that wheat prices sat about a dime higher until the close, almost to the close, and then it sold off the close.
Yeah, that was quite a break. Yeah, real late there yesterday, because wheat had been the lone soldier that was showing some really good strength all day, and then it finally did succumb. And then I was a little surprised to see it bounce again last night, but... No, I think it seems like its rally efforts are becoming a little more and more feeble almost every time. And boy, you get that SEP closing below $6, and I think we can go target that 580 pretty quickly.
About 15, 20 seconds left to talk about the Merc. What are you seeing over there for the calls?
I'd say cattle looks like it's going to be about 10 or 20 lower across the board, and hogs really look just kind of steady mix at this point.
Still waiting news if China is going to buy anything, I suppose.
Yeah. All eyes are on that. And I don't know. They just seem like they're in a little bit of a holding range here at the moment.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.